Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Testimonial Tuesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. It is April 9th, and I am your host, Greg Peterson, here, team manager in Southern California. And we'd like to welcome you. Finally, we're up and running again. We had some technical issues with Blog Talk Radio. They were working on their website, and we were unable to get logged in, I believe, last week. And so I appreciate everybody for logging back in and seeing if we're up and running or not. So if there are any major changes, we will make sure those announcements are put into our Beamer back office so that people are made aware. But we are still up and running and going strong. So with that, we are here on Testimonial Tuesday. So what is Testimonial Tuesday? This is people's opportunity to call in and or practice giving their testimonial. We like to keep it between 60 and 90 seconds in length so that we don't watch people's eyes glaze over as we continue to ramble on. We want to keep it short and sweet and to the point, and then that plants the seed for people then to ask for more questions and to that allow us the opportunity to then expand upon what we've shared with them. Now, what is a testimonial? What is a compliant testimonial? The compliancy is because we are monitored by the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, and the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. And so everything that Beamer puts in their marketing material has been proven. Okay, that is huge. These things are actually proven because we are a Class 2 cleared medical device with the FDA. So what is a compliant testimonial? Well, number one, we do not use disease names that are common in the medical field, such as diabetes, fibromyalgia, arthritis, things like that. Why? Because we are technically not medically trained, and those terms are considered medical terms to the organizations that monitor us. So we have to use generalizations. And there's a lot of people that have no idea when you say fibromyalgia, they have no idea of what you're talking about. However, if you say, yeah, I have got continuous discomfort through my muscles and joints all the time, nothing seems to relieve it, then a person has a much better idea of what you're contending with and what you're dealing with. So using generalizations allows a person to use their own imagination to expand upon it, and it'll have a much greater impact than trying to say the disease name. Number two, we don't mention drug names at all, nor do we use the words pain, cured, or treatment here in the United States. Why? Once again, those are considered medical terms. So number one, we don't use drug names because we do not want to imply that Beamer is going to help a person get off medications or anything like that. That's a huge no-no. We cannot make statements like that. Now, as far as the words pain, cured, treatment, you, instead of pain, you can use the word discomfort or a lot of areas of aches and discomfort in my body. Okay, same way was cured. You cannot say the word cured. Beamer doesn't diagnose, cure, or treat any disease. So with that being said, you can just say, I started using the Beamer and it helped relieve these signs and symptoms that I was experiencing. Same way with treatment. Treatment is considered a medical term. So instead of that, we do sessions. We gave the individual a Beamer session. All right. And last but not least is we do not have protocols that we give out. We have our standard basic plan that we use. It has been proven over 25 years. These people in white coats have been working in these labs using scientific instruments and showing proof of what works. So if somebody comes in and they're like, well, I designed this and I designed that, well, great. Show me the evidence that it works. That's all I'm asking. So our basic plan is extremely strong. And if you have a current pro or essentials unit, that is absolutely awesome because you've got the latest Beamer signal being applied to your system, to your body, and that's going to work. Now, those that have the new Evo, you have a better distribution of the signal at one time because of the additional coil systems and configuration within the B body and the B bed. And it's not that they just randomly said, okay, we're going to put a coil here, 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 and here, 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 and here. These have been measured, the distance between the coils themselves due to their diameter size and then the distance between them and then the smaller coils that are located going down the spine. All of this has an effect upon itself and it creates a better distribution and enhancement of the signal for the body. So we are getting tremendous results, even above and beyond the original units that we had. The new Evo system is definitely a step into the future. And we have a great future for the next 25 plus years ahead of us because many people don't realize that 20% of the income that is generated by Beamer goes right back into research and development. I have heard that there are no other companies that have that within their mission statement or policies. So that's something to really look forward to. We are constantly moving forward, adapting, growing, and continuing to improve our existing products because they look at all the different items. So anyway, that's another rabbit hole I could go down, but today's Testimonial Tuesday. So a couple other items quick, and then what we will do is ask you to raise your hand by pressing the number 1 on your phone, and then you can give your testimonial. So before we do that, let me just share, how does a person listen to a recording of Blog Talk Radio? Well, there's 4 different ways. Number 1 is going to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Or if you don't remember that, you can then go into your distributor library. So you go into backoffice.beamer.services. This is for people that are distributors. Enter in your email and your password to get into your back office. Once you're in your back office on the far left side, you have distributor library. You click on distributor library and then look over to the right, and they just have it as one tab now, is the calendar. Click on the calendar, that opens it up. You'll see Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings. You just click on that and the information on how to listen to a recording is right there, as well as it gives the phone number, which you guys use today. Congratulations on calling in. And so that number is also posted there. And this is something to point out to all your new distributors. If you are onboarding them, bringing them on as new distributors, this is definitely one thing to point out to them. It's right there at their fingertips. Now, if you have a phone, which I presume most people do nowadays, is if you have an Apple phone, you would have an app on your phone that is free. And this free app is called Podcasts. and that is plural. So it's P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, podcasts. When you open up that app on your phone, all you need to do is type in the word Beamer. There's a little search icon in the lower right-hand corner that looks like a little magnifying glass. Click on that, type in the word Beamer, and the only thing that pops up is Blog Talk Radio for Beamer. You just click then on that, and that brings up all the recorded episodes of Blog Talk Radio. It's all right there at your fingertips. Then also, if you have an Android phone, the app, which is free on your phone, is called Podcast Player. All right, so for Android phones, it's called Podcast Player, and that is the ability then to go in and listen to the Beamer Blog Talk Radio programs that are recorded. And once again, you would find the little search icon on it and click on that, type in the word Beamer, and then click on what pops up, and all your recordings should be there for you. All right. So we've covered all the work out of the way there. So let's get to some testimonials, and let's make this hot and heavy, folks. Let's make this one of those programs that everybody wants to share with people. And so that is all based around you guys being involved in this, because I'm soloing today as host. Our co-host was unable to make it today. So I am soloing, and I don't want to sit here and watch my voice fade into the sunset by me talking all day. If that happens and nobody gets involved, we'll shut down the program. We are all volunteers here as hosts on Blog Talk, and I could be outside making other phone calls for follow-ups and the whole bit. So let's make this time usable. Let's make this show great. So all you need to do is press the number one on your phone, and then we will ask you for your testimonial. It's very simple. Just how you got introduced to Beamer, what was going on, what things did you notice differently, okay? It's up to you guys, all right? I'm going to sit here and wait. Otherwise, I will do a count to 10 backwards, and if nobody pops on, then we will shut the program down, all right? Okay, we have got some people popping on. Okay, so let's make this show great, guys, and it all starts with you. The first one is 805-459. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with today?
Good morning, Greg. This is Helena Bresk in Paso Robles, California. How are you doing?
I am doing well, Helena. It's great to hear your beautiful voice.
Thank you, Greg. I saw your picture of your training for pickleball with that gentleman, and I thought, whoa, Greg is getting younger every day. I love it. I'm going to have to take up pickleball.
honestly, it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun, but let's keep it. Helena, I'm curious. You know, we always chat a lot when we're at different events. How did you get introduced to Beamer, number one? And number two, what was it that sparked your interest then to follow up and get a Beamer into your life?
Well, I am a Tellington Touch practitioner, have been for about 45 years. So I've been around Linda Tellington Jones for most of my adult life. And I was helping her with a dog clinic in Mebane, North Carolina, and I was in trouble because having trained horses from the time I was in my teens, I unfortunately, especially before I met Linda, had some very serious injuries. And at the time I went to meet Linda 8 years ago, I had some flare-ups of severe discomfort in my body. And I was pretty darn creaky and feeling pretty old at only about 60 years old. And so Linda let me try her Beamer. And 2 days later, I suddenly realized the agony I'd been sitting with for 3 months with these flare-ups was about 90% gone. And these are things that I've suffered with from childhood as well as into horse training. And I was at my wit's end in spite of fabulous discoveries in my life and Tellington Touch and so on. And so when Linda then invited me to help her promote and share the Beamer at the upcoming horse clinic, I went and did that, and I realized I couldn't live without the Beamer. And I have to say, at 69, I feel better than I did probably even in my 20s. And I am very serious when I say I think I could get into pickleball now, because instead of feeling worse every year as many of my peers, I feel better every year.
Wow. Wow. You know, that, you know, and that's why we do this. And when a person experiences that, how could you not want to share this with other people after what you've experienced?
That's it.
Yeah. No, that is amazing, Helena. I never knew that. And for those who don't know, you mentioned Linda Tellington Jones and Tellington T-Touch. Can you describe briefly what that is, so those that are brand new can be educated to it?
Absolutely. Linda Tellington Jones is a masterful horsewoman who was raised in Canada with horses from the time she was born. And she's considered one of the leading animal ambassadors on this planet. She's known worldwide. She developed a body of work. Her parents had come from other countries, settled in Canada, and Linda was just a natural. Her grandfather was a horse whisperer. Her family were horse whisperers. And she went on to study both incredible bodies of work by Moshe Feldenkrais and some other people, from which she adapted with her upbringing from her grandpa, as well as this new body of work, a touch called T-Touch, and it actually awakens the cellular memory in the body, and it works for every living thing. In workshops, we've actually even used it on things like snails and lizards and salamanders. And the combination of putting together the Beamer with that brilliant body of work that awakens cellular memory with this circulatory enhancement is phenomenal.
Wow. That really is good stuff. I want to thank you, Helena, and for you being the first one, you definitely deserve this.
Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let's get on to our next person. You know, this is why we do it, folks, is I am learning more from people that I've already known. So this is what's really informative and what's inspiring, even for me. So next up, we have 720-272. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Well, good morning. It's Patty Blonda.
Hey, Patty, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And first thing is, I want to thank you for everything you do helping this call Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and everything you do for all of us. We really appreciate all your knowledge. And, you know, I've had my Beamer almost 8 years now. And I was on a call this morning. I have a lot of things that the Beamer has helped me with, without question. And I was on a call this morning, and I heard someone talking about the fact that they had trouble with their knee and that they were wrapping the B pad around their knee. So I want to share with everybody what happened to me. It was probably late 2017. Or early 18, I can't remember exactly when it was. I was down at a manager meeting in Arizona, and I had a bad knee, and it hurt. It really did hurt. And I did use the B-pad, and I wrapped it around my knee. And I saw Dr. Dennis DeVore. He was there, and I told him about my knee and how I wrapped the pad around my knee. And he strongly recommended that I take the B pad that I have now, you know, a pad for almost 8 years, has three coils in it. And he strongly suggested that I be sure that lay it on top of my knee with one coil below my kneecap and one coil above my kneecap. And he said, the third one you can either have on your thigh or down on your leg, whichever you choose. And so I switched up, and instead of wrapping the bee pad around my knee, I did what Dr. DeBoer suggested, and it did make a difference for me. It would last about an hour and a half, my comfort would. Well, then I did have surgery on my knee, and I got a new knee about 2 years ago now. And when I got that surgery, soon as I got home, boom, out came my Beamer, and I laid it on my knee, just like Dr. DeBoer had told me to do. And the amazing thing was that after about 2 days following my surgery, I didn't have to use anything to help me walk. I could just walk around, and it was amazing, amazing, amazing. So I just thought I would share that.
Yeah, so Patty, I'm trying to picture again. So when you use the bee pad on your knee, you laid it across the top of your knee or underneath where there was one coil above the knee, one below the knee, and then the third coil was like higher up on your thigh then? Is that correct?
I did mostly, and I put it on top of my leg, on the top of my knee, not underneath. I didn't use it underneath at all. And coil below and one above. And usually the third one was on my thigh.
Yep. Nope. Awesome. Good. So that way, normally we don't give out protocols or anything like that, but just knowing how you'd place the bee pad, and the bottom line, folks, is getting that signal into the body and letting the body do what the body is meant to do. And of course, the highest concentration of the signal is going to be directly below those coils, but it does disseminate and go outward, so you do get a better distribution. And the way she applied that, so now you're getting distribution below and above the knee and the knee itself. So yeah, so a better distribution above and below, and kind of like when we splint a broken limb, you always splint the joint above and below the location of a fracture so that you don't create any movement to the fracture site itself. And it's kind of like a similar situation here by using the Beamer and using the signal to get that to the isolated area. So great job on
that's
that,
true.
Patty. And you
when
also
I went
deserve
to see
this.
The, I
go
went
ahead.
To back to see, I had to go back to see the surgeon 2 weeks after the surgery was. And when I went in and sat down, you know, he had me move my knee, my leg, and had me do all these things. And he paused, and he kept looking at my paper. And he said, well, I thought it had been at least a month since you've been here. It's only been 2 weeks, and look what you can do with your leg. I told him about my bee pad, that's for sure.
Because in my opinion,
it made a big difference.
Well, you definitely deserve this, young lady. Okay, Patty, thank you so much. And we've got a couple other callers, so let's continue this rocking and rolling. So thank you so much again, Patty. Okay, let's get to our next one here. Let's get on to 307-660. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with?
Hi, this is Janine and Gillette. And I am calling to talk about my jiu-jitsu class. I'm 15, and I was taking a women's self-defense class. We took a two-week break, so on Friday, our class was 2 hours, and they asked us to bring street clothes because we were actually going to attack each other, and, you know, you take turns being the good guy and the bad guy, so I didn't get much sleep the night before because, you know, I wasn't real excited about experimenting with this. And so I beamed before my class, and it was a pretty intense class. And beamed after my class, and then I had nightmares that I was covered with bruises, and I woke up and I felt great. And I checked my body, and there wasn't one bruise on it. And then a open mat class that afternoon at 11 for an hour. And then we ended up with a snowstorm, and we got 7 inches. So I had to shovel for an hour and 40 minutes. And I was like, there's just no way my body's going to take this. And I feel great. So thanks to the Beamer.
Wow. That is awesome, Janine. I mean, really, everything that you're doing, you definitely get this. Because being able to, number one, you're going out there, you're doing something that a lot of people wouldn't normally do. You feel the energy and have the ability to go out and do that. And then following what we normally would think would be considered the end result of activity like that, you totally held it at bay. That's awesome. That really is.
Yes, and thank you for all that you do, because you're awesome. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. You know, honestly, Janine, and for all those that are listening, I just do this to pay things forward. Beamer came into my life just by accident. And then speaking with some good people, they advised me of what it was, and I decided to get it into my life. And as I've moved through, I've met such wonderful people within Beamer and have just continued to grow and develop. I was able to get my best friend from high school, Roger Fouch, involved in it. And I did it because I wanted my best friend around for many more years. And I can't do third-party testimonials, but needless to say, we've definitely extended that time for us to get more dirt on each other. So that's a good thing. And then through the process of him being involved, he introduced me to a gal that he got involved in Beamer because she had a horse. And lo and behold, she became a distributor. And lo and behold, she has now become my girlfriend, and with great futures ahead of us there. And because I introduced Roger to Beamer, and not only did he introduce me to the love of my life, he has now been introduced to a young lady on the East Coast that's a distributor, and they're going to be moving in with each other. So just it's amazing how everything interconnects, and Beamer has changed my life in so many positive ways. And I just want to continue to pay things forward and bring this to people's forefront so that we can change their life physically, mentally, spiritually, and be able to help out others. And that's honestly why I do this. And it is the most rewarding thing I have ever, ever done. So thank you for sharing that, Janine. We've got another individual I'd like to get rocking and rolling on that. So let's go right into 530-557. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, good morning. This is Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hi, good morning. I didn't know if you could hear me. Wow, you should turn on the claps for you, Greg. That's a great love story.
And there's going to be many chapters ahead, so
stay tuned. Well, that's really nice to hear. Oh, well, I'll share how I was introduced to Beamer. I was facing hip replacement surgery, and I was trying to avoid it. And I had always been healthy all my life, never had any surgeries. And what I was worried about was from the surgery. This was just what I was worrying about. And so I approached the surgeon, sent him my MRIs to see if I was a candidate for stem cell instead of surgery. And he said no, that I would have the surgery. But he said, what I will tell you is that once you've had the replacement, that you want to do everything you possibly can for the rest of your life to maintain optimal blood circulation at that joint. And he said for two reasons, because you want to optimize bone integrity and reduce the chance of infection. And you do that by optimizing the circulation. But he didn't tell me what to do. And I thought, well, what can I do that I don't already do in my life? And that's where I began researching how to maintain optimal blood flow. And a couple of years prior to that, I knew a couple. He was a massage therapist that required him to have hip replacement. And he was trying to hold out until he had Medicare coverage. And he had bought a PMF device, very expensive one. They got a second mortgage on their house. But he thought he could use it in his clinic. So over time, he paid for it. But it was like $35,000. And that was the only time I'd ever heard anything about PEMF. And so when I got that news, I thought, well, let's look into this PEMF issue. But he had not, he confided in me that with his device that he hadn't received much benefit. But I thought, well, let's see. So I did research, and I came across online, going through Google, a doctor talking about PEMF, and she didn't say what kind she used, but she, in this lecture, she did say where her practice was located, so I sought her out, and that's how I discovered Beamer. And so I purchased the Beamer after my surgery, and I never had any physical therapy. I have healed absolutely beautifully, but of course, over the years, I've benefited in so many ways besides just maintaining a great hip going forward in life.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, what we don't realize is when we're using the Beamer for a few years, everything becomes a new normal to us. And a lot of times we don't realize how good we're feeling until we're around maybe other friends or family, and they're running around moaning and groaning about things. And we look at them like, why are you moaning and groaning? I feel great. I don't know what your problem is. And
it's a true lease on life, but a lease on a healthy life. And that's the key.
And the prevention. A very close friend who is in their late 70s, did a trip and fall from a curb, landing on their hip, and created a fracture. And it was an inline, non-displaced fracture of the right femur. And where normally at that age, a person's bones become more brittle and it's much more traumatic, and normally it's a shattering of that location, but their bone density was so durable that all they needed to do is the following day they went in a 1-hour surgery, put a pin in place just to stabilize that fracture point, and they were out of surgery. And that's normally unheard of. And knowing as a paramedic, normally what I see is when a person has a quote unquote hip fracture, normally it's the hip that fractures under the weight of the body because the bones are so brittle that then the fracture occurs and then they fall. It's not that they fall and break a hip. It's that the hip fractures and that causes them to fall. And so here it was just the complete opposite. And it's just, it speaks volumes of, and this individual had been and continues to use the Beamer, and even in the hospital right now, they've been using it for 6 years, 5 or 6 years. So it really is a testament to that. So Kate, thank you so much for sharing that. And you always deserve it.
I wanted to share one more thing. To help people understand when they're explaining or showing, demonstrating the Beamer to other people, two things. And that is, if you go online and you look at the anatomy of the bone, and you can get pictures of that, and you can see how vascular the bone is. It's very vascular. So that's real important. So, and earlier in the call, a woman was talking about how she uses the V-pad on her knee. One of the things you can demonstrate, if you put the B-spot under your knee, for example, just put it under your knee and gently, and use the little sensor that comes with the B, turn it on, and hold it over your knee. You don't have to touch it, but just hover it above the knee, and you can hear the signal coming through the knee. So if people want to say, ask how far does it go into the body, use that sensor, and you'll notice that it actually, you can sense the signal coming through the body. Now, The density of the body, like if someone's really overweight, I can't say, will it come through all the fat? But I can put the B-pad under my hips, lengthwise under my hips, and where the coils are, hold that there, it comes through my abdomen. So it's a good way to demonstrate just proliferates throughout the body.
Yeah, it helps create a visual and an audible. And for those who don't know, the previous unit, the pro unit and essential unit and the basic pack from a couple years ago, that automatically came with what was called the B scan. And the B scan was on the back of the B box. It looked like a hot dog cut in half lengthwise. And it has a little orange button on it. You click it, turn it on. And it runs on a little 2032 battery, one of those little nickel-sized batteries. And what it does, all it does is it senses the signal that's being produced. Now, if the battery's getting low, of course, it's not going to sense it as well. But it's just a great way to audibly give people, show them that, look, this signal is coming through you even though you don't feel it. And I tell them, when your phone is on you, do you feel the signal coming through your body to activate your phone? And they're like, well, no. And I go, well, it is. So, it's just a matter of allowing people to start to understand as we just start to plant the seeds of what Beamer's doing for them. So thanks so much for that, Kate. And I see we got another caller here, so let's get right to that. But thank you again for calling in, young lady. All righty. We have next up. We have 805-406. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hey, good morning, Greg. It's Grandma got run over by a pickup, Jan Hopp in beautiful Central Coast, California. I have a new testimonial. It's a good one. It's good. It's really good. Because it was 7 years ago that this grandma got run over by a pickup, and 2.5 years later, Helena Bresk was wonderful enough to show me the Beamer, and I've had my Beamer for 5 years now. And then 2 years ago, I broke my pelvis, and I was giving free Beamer sessions. We were at an event. Well, I was at an event giving free Beamer sessions the other day, Sunday, and I have been, I think I mentioned it last week, that I have been using the Beauty Pack and on one side of my face.
Okay.
And it's weird, but I just wanted to do it. I am using the Restore on one side, and I hadn't been using it for a very long time, just a few days, and I mentioned it to one of the people that I gave the Beamer session to, and she looked at me head on, and she says, yeah, is it your right side? And I said, yes. I said, can you tell? And she said, yes. So it's amazing. I'm going to walk around lopsided, but at least I'm going to be able to set an example. Yeah, I'm leaning to the left a bit.
Well, you said the Restore. So for those that don't know, the Restore is the red light and infrared. Okay. And then the clear, the Beamer clear, that is the red light and blue light. So what you're using is the red light and infrared. So that goes in a little bit farther for the red light itself is for the collagen, and then for the infrared is for the fine lines and wrinkles. So a lot of great stuff, a lot of great stuff there.
Yeah, and this face has been around in January. It's been around 50 plus 36 years. So for somebody to be able to tell the difference, I thought, oh, wow, because I hadn't really – I thought there might have been a slight difference because I haven't been using it on the one side very long. And but isn't that interesting, though? And I know other people have used it for –
other things, acne vulgaris and so forth. I know we can't do other people's testimonials, but what a great thing. And red light, blue light, infrared light, it's truly a lot of medical people are using it. And especially, yeah. So the company really does keep up with what's happening in the medical field. And like you say, they use 20% of the money put into Beamer for the research and development, which is miraculous. It's wonderful. I don't know how many companies do that. But yeah, so I'm feeling good. It's beautiful and sunny, and the trees are all in bloom. The greens are wonderful here. We live in heaven. I wish everybody could see where we live and be a part of our little community here. So, and like with everybody else, Greg, I know you're a volunteer, and thank you for volunteering your time. You're very special, and we adore you.
Guys, yeah, I'm going to have to open up both doors to get out the front door now here.
Yeah. Get over it. Get over it.
You guys are awesome, though. And honestly, you know, it is the Beamer family. And when people do get involved in Beamer and they realize we really are a family, and we're going to be having the new tour coming up this year, later this year, where Stephanie Gleim, Karsten, Dr. Burka, John Villasenor, and others are going to be going and doing a tour of the U.S. and Canada again. And instead of having a convention at the end of the year, which they were talking about in September, that has been canceled. And now they're going to take that money and they're going to put it into this tour. So each location, if it is near you, they'll be announcing where the locations are. Make a point to travel and do that, because they were going to have the convention in Long Beach, California in September. Well, that meant people from the East Coast would have to fly all the way then to the West Coast and the whole bit. So here the company is literally bringing the convention to your doorstep. So make sure that once these come out, you get right on it and get signed up and go. And I think the ticket price is going to be like $15, $25, something like that. And they are doing that because people did just take tickets that were quote unquote free. And then those people didn't show up because they had no skin in the game. So that's why they're doing that. And it is also to help cover the expenses a little bit. But bottom line is they don't want these people signing up and then just not showing up because they didn't put any money into it. And this is going to be huge. The company is going to be announcing all the advantages and all the new latest, greatest things, the whole bit. So anyway, we're coming down to, we're just under 2 minutes here.
Right. Can I just say one thing, Greg? I'm asking everybody in San Luis Obispo County to get a hold of Beamer and tell them we want an event here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. You know, whether it be Paso Robles is wonderful, but I think this would be a fantastic area. We could draw from north and south. Like we do with our tourism. So I'm hoping that will happen. Love to have the Beamer family here. Thanks, Greg.
Okay. You're welcome, and you deserve it. All righty, everybody. I want to thank everybody for making this show the show that is can be the top show for Blog Talk. We also have tomorrow, which is Roundtable Wednesday, where we talk about anything and everything as it relates to Beamer, as long as we keep it compliant. And this is where we learn from each other how to find things in the back office and the whole bit, because I have the screens opened up here. I've got multiple screens, and I'm able then to walk people through step by step on how to find different items, whether it be in the back office or things that are on the life.beamergroup.com website and so forth. So stay tuned for that. And then also we have Equine Thursday, which is absolutely amazing. They are over the top amazing on that. So with that, everybody, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful week. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow morning on Roundtable Wednesday. This is Greg Peterson signing off.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.